What's happening, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily Edition on the first weekend of February. It's February 5th, 2022, and this focuses on football, of course. More on track a little bit later on, possibility of that coming out later on this evening at some point. And of course, tomorrow we'll have the recaps of the basketball adventures with, of course, tonight with K-State and ladies hosting Tech. And then you have TCU at home hosting K-State. That's where the men will be at 7 o'clock Central Tip here tonight. Well, not here, but over there, down there, down south, down there in Fort Worth, Texas. Back to the gridiron real quick. The coaching staff for this K-State football team led by Chris Kleiman. This is really taking shape right now. As of yesterday, a new wide receiver coach was hired, obviously after, well, maybe a day or two after the win over LSU in the Texas Bowl. Chris Kleiman made a decision, and it's already out there. This episode's already out there. Colin Klein, your new offensive coordinator. And recently, Thad Ward has been named new wide receivers coach at Kansas State. He's replacing, of course, the former OC and wide receivers coach, that is Courtney Messingham, which now is split into two different roles. Colin Klein, of course, former Heisman finalist, QB player, and quarterbacks coach, now OC. And I already talked about that early on this year. And then, of course, Courtney Messingham was the wide receivers coach. He was originally with the running backs coach, I think. No, he was not. That's Brian Anderson. My fault on that. Messingham was added to receivers coach. He was coordinating this mess this past year. Messingham was just the OC. He was by Chris Kleiman handed the receiver duties and along with the play calling. We all know what that happened. So Thad Ward named the wide receivers coach at K-State. And of course, this kind of wraps up what happened, obviously, with Jason Ray. He was let go as well. And recently, as well, this guy snuck in there, but this was on the site, though. Brian Lepak, the new tight ends coach as well. Again, I mean, from the talent last year, I mean, demonstrated in the Tax Act Texas Bowl. Skylar Thompson was able to, of course, with the play calling of Coach Colin Klein, give it out, distribute it, the ball to different receivers. This the different players other than Deuce Vaughn, like Malik Knowles, like Imada Bebe, and so forth. This is what I've been talking about, pleading for, really over the last two years here on the Pearl Project Podcast, right? Get it out. You have a lot of weapons on the offensive side of the ball. Now, of course, once the fall campaign rolls around, obviously we're going to have spring ball here within another month or so. So you're going to have some new blood in here. But obviously we had, we talked about it in episode 85 of the Pearl Project Podcast, which is now out wherever you get your podcast. It came out last night. Cade Warner coming back. Sebastian Taylor also returning for a super senior season as well. I don't know the status of Malik Knowles. We don't know the status of Malik Knowles yet. Hopefully he'll be coming back as well. But Cade Warner became a second-half phenom in his K-State offense. So that's going to be really good to have him back as well. A little note on that award. Ward was previously at Temple, where he held the title of wide receivers coach there and passing game coordinator. For the past three seasons, he helped develop Jaden Blue while at Temple, who had the first 1,000 receiving season in the history of the Temple Owls program. That's huge right there. When the head coach Rod Carey was fired over there during the 2021 season this past year, Ward was named the interim head coach and was retained by the new head coach over there, Stan Drayton, after the search of a new football coach over there at Temple. Before a stop at Temple, Ward spent his years 2016 through 18 at Illinois, where he was the running backs coach over there. Thad Ward was originally from Tallahassee, Florida, and played at UCF after starting at Coffeyville Community College, where he was coached by current K-State running backs coach, as I mentioned earlier in this episode, Brian Anderson. So that's kind of a little bit of notes there on that. So all the offensive coaches look like to be set heading into the 2022 fall campaign. Obviously, again, we have spring football not too far in the distance. So this offensive coaching staff really taking shape over the past, month or so now. So with the let go, with the firing of Courtney Messingham and the letting go Jason Ray as well. So in the impressive performance against LSU in the Tax Act Texas Bowl there, Colin Klein finally gets grabs hold of the OC position. So there's that. Brian Anderson, Lee Pock in there. And now you add Brian Anderson. You add now Thad Ward to the plethora of offensive coaches so for K-State. And not only that, you add in a couple of transfers in there as well. We talked about that a little bit in episode 85, which is out now wherever you get your podcast as well. Highlighted, of course, Adrian Martinez, who spoke to the media this week as well. So exciting things on that side of the ball there for K-State. Again, so much football to dive into in the upcoming episodes. Obviously, with that surrounding basketball, baseball is going to be starting up here in just a little bit as well. Rowling's been getting some work done as well during these cold temps here in Manhattan, Kansas. But the big news story coming out of here in Manhattan yesterday, Thad Ward hired new wide receivers coach here at K-State. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Audio Boom, and a few more outlets out there as well. Again, big thanks to you guys, K-State Nation, for continuing to download and subscribe. It does help when I started this, added this daily edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Obviously, there's K-State content popping up every day, and I wanted to do something a little bit different if you guys are new to the show. I don't know how many days this is now. I'm going to have to go all the way back, and you're going to notice something about that and when these dailies come out daily. So hopefully I can continue that role as well. And obviously, the weekly podcast with me and my co-host Alex Aiden, a couple of K-State alumni, we are starting to get up there, and we are starting to approach that triple-digit mark. The countdown ain't official yet. After this next five episodes, next four, the episode 90, which will be in another month, at least when March rolls around, the countdown will be officially on to 100 episodes of this podcast. That's something else, folks. And that's all because of you guys, K-State Nation, for doing your thing, subscribing, letting people know about this podcast. There's the popular, obviously, you have the game around here on the radio station, 93.3, K-Man 1350, Fitz podcast, the Power Cat podcast. There's another one out there as well. I can't think of right now. But anyways, there is a lot more content on this podcast as well. So a little bit of a sleep. Shouldn't be a little bit of sleeper anymore. But definitely, you're a K-State fanatic, alumni like myself, live here in Manhattan, you follow the Cats closely, and you're wanting more K-State content besides football and basketball, definitely tune in here. We're definitely going to have more on track later this weekend coming up, as well as basketball, still dominant headlines, but you have track and field looming out there as well. And don't forget, baseball season is going to be rolling around as well here very, very shortly here in Manhattan, Kansas. That's going to do it for this edition for right now. Again, stay tuned. Again, I keep mentioning this, but then again, I call games for Flint Hills Christian School. Be out and look out for a senior night recap, which took place this past Monday. That's going to do it for right now. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.